Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia in Sydney with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, businesses are welcoming back visitors to Paluma, a mountain village north of Townsville, after the permit was lifted due to the landslip damages caused by flooding rains in early 2025. The torrential rain and impacts of Cyclone Alfred, where over 2 metres of rain per day occurred, resulted in Mount Spec Road to be closed, therefore restricting access to the village. Paluma is home to the Wet Tropic World Heritage Area, and locals are excited about business reopenings and the return of visitors.
In more local news, Gold Coast High Schools are amongst the national programs teaching boys and girls about period, pelvic pain, and endometritis in classrooms. Across Australia, more than 1,000 schools and 160,000 students are receiving PPEP Talk program, addressing education and awareness. During a presentation in a Gold Coast high school, only a few students had admitted that they knew about endometritis, despite the condition impacting 1 in 7 people with a uterus and being more common than asthma. Students have found the sessions helpful in building empathy and addressing how to relieve and support people in pain.
In national news, rural South Australian town Narracoot has been flourishing due to the economic and social contributions of hundreds of migrants. Despite housing shortages, locals believe that migrant inflow will bring benefits. However, federal Liberal MP Tony Passan, whose electorate covers Narracoot, has echoed the One Nations Party campaign on demanding monoculturalism and says migration needs to be reduced. Yet the local community and local leaders celebrate and welcome the town of 6,000's growing diversity, which has become an international hub. In more national news, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Vanuatu's Prime Minister Jotham Napat will sign a landmark agreement today in Canberra, after months of difficult negotiations between the two countries. This moment came almost 10 months after Mr. Napat backed out from initially signing the agreement due to sovereignty concerns. The newest NERCAMEL agreement has been toned down from its original, with both countries dropping clauses that limit Chinese investment in several Vanuatu infrastructures. In the pact, Vanuatu recognised Australia and the Pacific nations as long-standing primary policing partners, while still maintaining ties with China.
In international news, the United States and Iran have exchanged a fresh wave of strikes across the Middle East despite an interim ceasefire agreement. U.S. forces carried out new airstrikes on Iranian military sites near the Strait of Hormuz following what U.S. says were Iranian attacks on commercial shipping in the region. In response, Iran launched missile and drone strikes targeting U.S.-linked facilities in Bahrain and Kuwait and has warned a crushing response if attacks continue. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused Iran of breaching a memorandum of understanding between the two countries, threatening to militarily complete the job if hostilities escalate further. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.